Boo. Hi. Oh, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm guessing you didn't read the sign. No trespassing, right? That's not there for decoration. Yeah. Living beside a haunted house doesn't really make things easy. I see how you got confused, but every year, it's always a little treat for the one person who takes a detour, ends up in my room. It's always nice when I get a little visitor. You'd be surprised how many people do it. But you're early. Yeah. I've been waiting all day for something like this to happen. A new friend. Someone that could have some fun with me for a little bit. Tell you, it's pretty lonely. But I enjoy it. All the screams. All the cries of terror. It just does something to me. Yeah. Well, don't do that. Don't do that. You're not going anywhere. Look around. There's no windows. Just this door that automatically locks. So, unless I was to put the code into the door, doesn't seem like you're going anywhere. Oh, and don't bother trying to call anyone. There's no service here. It's a heavily wooded area. You'd be lucky if you even got a bar. If you tried calling somebody, they would just not hear a thing. There won't even be a ring. Don't you want to stay here with me? Don't you want to keep me a little company? Don't give me that look. The sign was there. You decided to come in here. I didn't take you. I could have, but I didn't. I was just in here minding my business. And here you go, breaking in. This is all your fault. You have no one to blame but yourself. I know. You're probably thinking, what is she gonna do to me? And like I said, we're just gonna have some fun. Spend some quality time together. Get to know each other. Go ahead and have a seat for me. Yeah, we're gonna be here for a while. I think you should get comfortable. Right there. Not that one. That chair. Yeah, it's a torture chair. Automatically chains you in. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. So, as you can see, we are currently in my torture room. Yeah. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. Yet. I've been waiting to pull these out. Look at all these knives. Cute, right? I'd like to call my collection pretty impressive. You're not into that, are you? I know some people like knives, things of that nature. Pain, really, but You'd be surprised. I've had a lot of victims that actually enjoyed it. I think you would too, but I figured I'd get to know you first. This kind of thing isn't fun when it's rushed. I like to take my time with everyone that I encounter, hear their stories, and just bring us closer together. I feel like you should have some sort of intimacy with somebody that you're spending your last moments with. Oops, did I let that slip? Last moments. This is gonna be so much more fun for me than it is for you. I promise. I'll try to make it worth your while. Give you the time of your life, I guess. This one is my favorite. You see how sharp it is? All of the etching, it's beautiful. Whoever made this is definitely an artist. So detailed. Probably spent days on this, maybe even weeks. So much time on this. Perfection. I like this one because it cuts through just about anything. I'm just getting closer so you could see it. You like this one, right? I know I do. Speaking of which, nice costume. Where'd you get it? What are you supposed to be? Your costume, what are you? Can't really tell. You look pretty normal. Oh, really? I should look into that. I figured I should start dressing up. Never really been into the festivities, you know. Feel like it's really time consuming. Halloween itself, it's a bit dark, if you really think about it. Not just the history of it, but just a bunch of people dressed up as someone that they aren't. Masks, so many disguises. They could do just about anything if they did it right. And that's where I come in. No costume, no gimmicks. Just precise work. Yeah. I guess you can call this one of my hobbies, but everything you're wearing right now, as nice as it looks, I'm gonna cut all this off. Pressing the knife against your chest. Better. Now I can see you. Relax. It's just your shirt. Oh no, I cut you a little bit. I'll patch you up later. I'd hate for this to get infected. What's that? You want to know my story? I'll save you the details, but long story short, I actually used to work at this haunted house, and one night I came here. I was by myself. I just needed a break. I just wanted to get away from all the screams. It's pretty loud. You know, you get a headache after a while. Everything actually looked different. This was actually a really nice house. So I came in. It was for sale, and there was nobody here. I figured I would just take a minute to think. The next thing I know, I'm unconscious, and when I woke up, I made the decision that that would never happen to me again. When I woke up, I had nothing on. I was in pain. I had cuts everywhere. And from that moment on, I was determined to find out who did it to me. It took a while, but I found them. And let's just say I made them pay. But before I did, I just wanted to know why. Why they did it to me. What possessed them to just hurt me like that. Why they let me live. And for the life of me, I couldn't get the answer out of them. So, I guess you can say my emotions kind of got the best of me that night. And I figured I could just do the same thing. But it wouldn't be a senseless act, no. I figured I would get to know every single victim. He was a really nice guy, or so I thought. Offered me food, a drink. Next thing I know, I was unconscious. Sometimes I wish that he actually killed me that night. And I guess in a way he did. I haven't felt anything since that day. Besides the short period of bliss every Halloween when somebody comes here. Just like you. Any other questions? Good. Let's get you out of these. I love the smell of fear.